it's the chicks here, Muck and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
cancel
it too.
Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today.
Hello, good morning. Greetings, salutations. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, everybody.
Just to give you a little preview of today's festivities, we'll be talking a lot about masks. We will be sharing some sound with you from some people that you need to hear from.
Yeah. What else will we
talk about? We can tell you that today is Tuesday, which means we will be recording another episode of the weekly Deep Dive audio podcast, which you can get on any podcast platforms. So today's deep dive is going to be focused on sort of the latest goings on with Wikipedia, with this whole NPR expose of Daily Wire, with NewsGuard. We're going to lump it all together because it all ties together. And I know we've got a lot to say about it. So you'll definitely want to catch that episode once it comes out tomorrow. All right. I have an email. It is once again from our good friend, Mr. Green. This one is
Mr. Green.
This one is quite an email. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Mr. Green is one of our gay followers, and he is obsessed with producer Rob, or no longer producer Rob, but co-host Rob, I guess.
Yes, he is co-host Rob.
He wrote the following in all caps. I purchased more MyPillow pillows all because of you crazy ladies. Y'all convinced me to purchase my first MyPillow pillow, and now I'm back to follow up with my latest experience. The first one relieved daily tension and stress in my neck, my shoulder pain, and early morning headaches. Because of this, I became a believer, and because of that, I ordered three more immediately, of course, using code
CHICKS.
And I haven't looked back. I have been sleeping better than I have in 20 years. Mike Lindell's products can literally not be oversold. His pillows do everything promised and then some. I will never buy any other pillow again in my life. My pillow is the only pillow for me, and it should be only my pillow for anyone. Thank you, Mike Lindell, and God bless you. I'm sleeping better at age 52 than I did at 22. My REM state is deeper and my dreams are more pleasing. Last night, I slept so well, I had to name my pillows this morning. Number one, Rob. Number two, Ron DeSantis. Number three, Rand. And number four, Balls.
Okay.
He said, I especially like Balls and Rob. Don't ask. Let's just say that there is some spooning involved. Insert Daisy's purr here. He said, I'll forever sleep every night in my bed with Rob, Ron, Rand, and Balls, and I have only you chicks to thank for that. Code name,
Chicks. Get some pillows. Name them Balls. You know, it's normal.
You can name them. I hadn't thought normal. About naming them, but I think that's a fantastic idea.
Totally normal.
And by the way, there's a towel special. You know the towels are our favorite. $39.99 for a six-piece set of their amazing towels if you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-875-0513. And don't forget to use that code CHICKS. All right, what do you want to start with today?
My God, there's so much. Let's start with masks. Let's go ahead and just talk about that and get it out of the way. Because yesterday, Maka, she texted me yesterday, and because we're going to Vegas in September, And so she actually, I don't know if I could find the actual text message, but she texts me and she texts me and she was like, "Hey, Vegas health officials are starting to talk about reinstating masks and I'm about to be in a murderous rage about it." And I just texted her back and I was like, no, not going to happen. Because here's the thing, I've thrown away all my masks, thrown them all away. I'm in Texas now, throwing them all away. And now people are starting to talk about, we're going to start putting them back in the schools. And the pediatricians are all getting together and like, "Hey, we're going to be a bunch of jackass. We're going to start telling all the kids, you got to start wearing masks in school again." Just when they said, "Hey, you don't have to anymore. These are little kids." I'm going to start punching people. You know?
Well, it's true. So this is according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. They released a statement, a study, a report yesterday saying everyone older than the age of 2 needs to wear masks regardless of vaccine status. And, so far that's a suggestion. It's not, they don't have authority to make that mandatory. But it's a pretty, it's one of these organizations that people who do have that authority will take seriously. They will look, "Oh, it's the American Academy of Pediatrics. We really need to take that seriously and remandate masks." So just wait, because it's probably going to happen in states, particularly that are not Texas, Florida, South Dakota. There's going to be some governors who immediately jump on this and use it as an excuse to demand that kids over the age of 2 are masked up. Not paying attention, by the way, at all to the fact that only 335 kids have died of COVID, which is less than the common cold.
Right.
But also, they're not taking into account how detrimental this is to social learning for young kids. Mm-hmm. So this does way more damage than the actual virus does. And remembers that.
Has anybody looked at the suicide rates of kids over the past year? Has anybody, a year and a half? Because suicide rates have spiked. Because kids have been at home, they've been locked up, they've been putting these damn masks on. I'm talking about suicide rates between the ages of 9 and like 18.
Oh my God.
They have they have spiked. So I don't have the actual number in front of me, but they have gone up tremendously because of COVID and because of what we've been doing to kids. Does the American Academy of Pediatrics seem to give two craps about that? Apparently not. I mean, it's like, there's so much more to health than this. This is what I can't believe they're doing this. I just can't believe this is the thing after all of what we've been through. And, furthermore, they don't make the rules. These people don't get to make the rules for me and my family. They're doctors. They're not legislators.
And it's not even all doctors. There's probably a whole bunch of doctors who are like,
"This is bullshit.
No, this is a terrible idea."
Right. It's a terrible idea. So they don't get to make the rules. We need to quit being sheep, And so if you understand how this country was founded, you need to say, "No, I'm not going to do that. You can bugger off. You're just one person. I'm not going to do it." It's just like everybody sat for a year and a half and shook their head at the almighty Fauci. You don't have to do that. And so many of us are just like, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do that. I'm just not going to do it. We've lived through this for a year, almost 2 years now. And it's like, I'm not doing it. I'm just not.
It's crazy. Absolutely everywhere. Like Boris Johnson announced yesterday that you're going to have a vaccine and proof of a vaccine in order to enter nightclubs, restaurants, bars. So it's not even just a mask thing. It's a whole, mandating that the vaccine now too. I mean, it is getting out of control.
You know what? I can dance at home.
Well, yes, you can.
Yeah. Take that, Boris.
So, and in Australia, in New South Wales, the Australian health minister there, I've got to play you the sound because it's just, first of all, I love that accent.
Yeah.
I love to listen to that accent, even when they say stupid shit. But this woman is serious. I want to just give you an example of how insane people in positions of authority have become when it comes to just the ridiculous restrictions that they are trying to impose. So this woman is the New South Wales of Australia's health minister, and she is suggesting, you guys, that it's time to stop being friendly in order to stop the spread.
I can't.
Whilst it is in human nature to engage in conversation with others, to be friendly, unfortunately, this is not the time to do that. So even if you run into your next door neighbour in the shopping centre, in the Coles, whilst you're at Coles or Woolworths or Aldi or any other grocery shop, don't start up a conversation. Now is the time for minimising your interactions with others. Even if you've got a mask, do not think that affords total protection. We want to be absolutely sure that as we go about our daily lives, we do not come into contact with anyone else that would pose a risk.
I
hope that this woman does not have children of her own. Honestly, I hope that she's not teaching, or at the very least, I hope that she's not teaching kids, don't be friendly. don't talk to other people.
Don't have human interactions.
Do it.
What the hell is happening? This is a level of insanity that has just gone way beyond what I thought that they could get.
Everyone has completely gone bat crap. They've gone completely bat crap. And the people who are on the bat crap train are like, oh, this is completely sane. No, you are insane. You are insane. They're exactly like Fran just said, idiots are following her advice. Of course, yeah, they're following her advice. They think that this is completely normal. This is not normal.
No, it's not. Mm-mm. It's not normal. And it's not normal. It's creating way more problems than this virus ever did. This is just totally nuts, right? So there's that. Let me see. Is there anything else and this is a hilarious thing. Did you say something?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I cannot believe that this like a thing. Like she gets on a podium and says, don't talk to your neighbor. It's like, what kind of
now is not the time to be friendly. Not the time.
You have a very good, you're good at the accent.
I'm really not. That was terrible.
That was actually really, really good. That was really good. All I can do is call you a whore. That's all I can do. You're very good at the accent. With the weird New Zealand accent, you whore.
It's you're because core. I say, rise up lights.
That's how you guys do it.
You can you do it. If you it. Say
rise up lights. Say it.
And that is razor blades in an Australian accent.
You sound like Chris Hemsworth saying razor blades.
Do that's it. What you, it's do what it. You, is everybody do it. Doing it?
Everybody do it. Do it. Do it, everybody. You know you're doing it.
I know they're doing it.
You know you're doing it right now. Your claws. All of you are claws this morning. All of you.
Oh my God.
If you were bored during lockdowns, you probably upgraded a few things around the house, maybe some DIY stuff, some other home projects. Makes total sense. And now that we're all living in the world again, I've been thinking about upgrading my landscaping too.
I don't have the greenest of thumbs, and I am completely intimidated by nurseries since I'm so clueless about trees and plants. Now that we've discovered fastgrowingtrees.com, I am stoked to start beautifying my yard. They make it so easy.
No more waiting in lines, no more boring and predictable selections, and say goodbye to giant messes in your cars. Just go to fastgrowingtrees.com and choose from thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, and plants that are expertly curated to do well in whatever part of the country that you live in.
You can take their easy online quiz to help figure out the perfect tree or plant to get based on things that are important to you. Do you want flowering, a fruit tree, something hardy that'll survive the harshest weather your city faces? The fastgrowingtrees.com website is amazing.
So I want some privacy trees to block the view of our neighbor's home, and fastgrowingtrees.com makes it super easy to figure out the best trees for that. And they're delivered to your door in 1 or 2 days. Plus, the 30-day alive and thrive guarantee means that your plants will arrive happy, healthy, and ready for planting.
And I love that every single plant is shipped out with really well-developed roots, because that's what makes them grow so super fast.
No yard, no problem. You can get indoor and patio plants too, even avocados, lemons, and bananas. And you have access to live plant experts by phone any day of the week and tons of online advice too. That's why there are over a million super happy customers out there, including us, who have figured out the best way to buy trees and plants for their homes and yards.
Now through July 31st, go to fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks for 15% off.
That's 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks.
Fastgrowingtrees.com/chicks. Here's something that is super interesting and kind of related.
Okay.
Pfizer, who you know from such things as being one of the primary makers of one of the vaccines.
Yes.
They have just pulled, you remember seeing the commercials for Chantix, that smoking cessation drug?
Yes, remember? I have. I do remember. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. It's been a while since they've been on TV and like a big deal, but I remember them bombarding us with those ads for Chantix.
Right.
So that's been what? I don't know. I'm totally guessing on the number of years it's been, but I'm going to say 5-6 years, something like that.
Since
right?
It's been out? Okay.
Yeah. That you said that like the commercials were really, really bombardy. So
that's a word. Also say that, you guys. Say that. Bombardy.
Bombardy.
Everybody say it. Bombardy. Go ahead. Okay.
So here's an interesting piece of news that came out yesterday from Fox in Houston. Last week, Pfizer halted the distribution of Chantix after they found high levels of a cancer-causing agent in the medication. So it's so weird because initially when that came out, they were like, this is super safe. This is super effective. This does all the things that we want it to do. And fast forward a good amount of time, and now it's looking like, oh, we didn't know that there was this in the drug. And so I feel like maybe we can extrapolate that out into why people are hesitant about jumping onto a vaccine that has not gone through the full FDA approval process.
So they're okay. So they're saying it's causing cancer. What kind of cancer? Do we know what kind? Did you say what kind?
See,
and I just didn't hear it.
Okay. No, I didn't say. I didn't dive deep into it.
But don't you find it interesting that the very thing that's supposed to keep you from smoking, which causes cancer, is causing cancer?
Yeah.
That's, what the hell? Yeah.
Right.
So all right. And you're right. It's several years later, which is one of the reasons that you do extensive clinical studies, which take years, which is why drugs are so expensive. I mean, listen, I'll get on a high horse about that. People bitch and moan about drugs being really expensive. Well, part of the reason they are expensive is because they do such extensive R&D on a lot of these drugs, which are the good drugs, you know, which are the ones that take a long time to make, which is why it's that cost is passed on to the consumer. I will like, you know, say that. But when they go through and they're so quick, like the ones that have happened in the past year, and I'm like, I'm a little leery of that. I don't know if I want to take that because it's like, it's, you know, it's really considered emergency. And so I don't want to take it. I'm not comfortable with it. And people are like, you aren't a conspiracy theorist. No. I'm not. I just don't feel comfortable taking something that is considered emergency. I want to see how it pans out over the next couple of years, and then maybe I'll take it. I'm a pretty healthy person. Let me just see what happens. And then, you know, I'll just see for myself. It's a free country. It's still a free country, right? Not so much. Not so much.
It's starting to not feel
like
that.
Yeah, so that is a very interesting piece of information that you just gave us.
I thought it was too. And it's funny to your point about the whole, you know, it was literally created to help stop cancer. And now it turns out that it may be causing cancer. It's the same like with that whole Johnson & Johnson having to pull off a bunch of their sunscreen from the shelves because they're like, oh, crap. Somehow benzene, a cancer causing ingredient, is found in a bunch of our sunscreens that you use to prevent yourself from getting cancer.
You don't want
to
get skin cancer, so you wear sunscreen. It's like, what? What are you doing? Yeah,
I'm
like,
yeah. So there's a reason, you know. Listen, I could not. I am a person who very much appreciates modern medicine, and I take drugs. I take plenty of drugs when I need
liberally
to take the drugs. Right. And I appreciate it. But I also appreciate that there is a stringent approval process that most drugs have to go through. And I don't appreciate it when the very drug manufacturers that make a huge profit off of these drugs are so hell-bent on forcing them on Americans who should be free to make that decision for themselves.
I find it interesting that the people who have a hand in it, not even the drug manufacturers, but people, I'm looking at people and I'm wondering, do they have stock in this drug? Do they have a, what is their interest? What is it? Who are the people that are pushing it so hard? Like this administration, people in the administration, what kind of tie do they have to these drug companies where they're pushing it so hard? That's what makes me shake my head. Cause I'm like, I don't, why are you so hell bent? Why are you hell bent on making me take it? Why are you personally so hell bent on making me take it? What is it of concern to you whether or not I take this? You know what I mean? Because yeah. I know that people keep saying, well, if you take it, then I'm going to be protected. Really? Because you took the vaccine, you got on a plane, and you still got it. Democrat, Texan Democrat who got on that plane, and you were vaccinated and got on the plane, and y'all still got freaking COVID. So how is this? I don't understand it because I'm hearing all these things like if you get vaccinated, then all of us are protected. Really? Because it doesn't seem to be working like that.
Yeah.
Because people who are vaccinated can still get it. So again, with the, we need to find out, like, I'm not seeing, like, we're finding out how all this stuff works. You know, it's kind of like with COVID to begin with, like nobody knew anything, but everybody acted like they did.
Yeah.
You know, it's shut up. And just find out how all this works and quit acting like you know everything because you don't. And so I'm not going to listen to you. I'm just going to watch and find out and figure out the data for myself and be an educated consumer by watching and listening and not listening to you, Fauci, because you don't know what the hell you're talking about, you know, because he just doesn't.
Well, and of course, the messaging has just been so awful from day one that they have only themselves to blame for any hesitancy at all. I mean, there's like a compilation that we played on the show yesterday of Kamala, of Biden, of all these Democrats talking about how if Trump had anything to do whatsoever with the vaccine, they wouldn't take it. And so you re-listen to some of that stuff from, you know, late last fall or whatever when they were saying those things. And now they're going to try to be like, I don't understand why there's any hesitancy. You contributed to that, you morons.
Yeah. But see, he did. He did have pretty much everything to do with the vaccine. So yeah. That's why I'm so astounded by all these people who are all of a sudden, so they're doing a complete turnaround on you have to take it. Wait, that's so weird because it's actually the Trump vaccine, mm-hmm. You know, which is so, and it's not that I, you know, listen, the fact that if I decide I don't want to take it has nothing to do with Trump. It right. has nothing to do with politics. They're the ones who have politicized it. It has everything to do with the fact that I worked in pharma. I know how this works. I'm just not comfortable with the fact that it hasn't had the testing and the stringent testing that I feel like maybe it should have had.
Well, you know, I heard on my way in this morning when they were talking about this whole American, you know, the pediatricians organization that just came out and said everybody still needs to be masked. Somebody made the point, and this is a good one, that those 330 some kids that have died, no one from the CDC has talked to those families to say, did your kid die as a result of COVID or were there other medical conditions that your child had that COVID contributed to? Like, we need to understand everything there is to know about those specific kids who died.
You're talking about do they have comorbidities? Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Like,
but the CDC never, they've not done that. They don't have that data. And so it's insane to me that the CDC isn't following up on that or they're just ignoring their own database of adverse reactions that are self-reported. There doesn't seem to be any follow-up on the number of people who have died from taking this vaccine or shortly after taking this vaccine or have really bizarre side effects. You just don't hear about any follow-through on those cases.
Are you shocked by that? Because now it's like
not shocked
because we're talking about, this is our press now. This is like the way that information is disseminated to us. And it's piss poor. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's really tough to get information these days. And that is a sad state of our country, the way things are. It's all propaganda. I hate to even say that, you know, but it's true. It's like, it's all a narrative. It's what they drive the narrative. What do they mm-hmm. want today? They all get together and they decide, what do they want the American people to see, to hear, to know? And it's, you know, it's, if they don't want us to know it, we're not going to know it. We got to seek it out. And it's like, and we don't even know if we're getting all the information. We probably aren't. And God, that's a sad state of affairs. It used to not be like that. And I hate it.
I know.
It's just, terrible.
It's infuriating.
Right.
So, and meanwhile, while the government is like, you know, super in your face about getting a vaccine, no one should take it seriously, and I'll tell you why. It's because what is happening at our border right now continues to be a complete shit show.
Right.
And hundreds of people were pushing through or trying to push through a portion of the wall in Del Rio yesterday. The videos that came out were absolutely incredible. And so none of it can be taken seriously. Anytime this administration preaches to this country about taking vaccines, none of it means anything because they are letting in complete strangers from across the world, not just South America, from across the world that are crossing our border right now. They have no idea who these people are. There's no testing. There's no follow-up. It is a completely broken system. And so when they try to preach about getting your vaccine, people should be pushing back and saying, fix the damn border.
Right.
And no one said it better than Ron DeSantis.
I have to say, I was a little bit perturbed when I was at the southern border, when I started thinking about if you wanted to fly from Brazil or you wanted to do certain travel, the way you would be treated by the federal government under the auspices of COVID mitigation. Some people wouldn't even be allowed to come. A lot of these flights aren't even allowed. If you wanted to go on a cruise ship, the federal government doesn't want you except under extreme circumstances. So they're very, very rigorous with kind of lawful commercial activity and travel. But if you just want to hopscotch across that border, they don't care about COVID. They're letting you straight in. They're throwing you on a bus and they're sending you all over the fruited plain in this country. So I don't understand how you square that. If you're saying the cruises have to go through all these procedures because of COVID, wouldn't you want people coming from 100 different countries to just not be able to pour into the country effectively with very little pushback? So I think it's a huge, huge problem. And the idea that we would treat American citizens and their right to travel
false.
More disfavor than
giant
treating
false.
Foreign nationals illegally entering our country, I don't think that didn't sit well with me. And I was really.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't sit well because he's not wrong.
Right.
It's a bunch of bull crap.
I love that he's
pulling that
out because no one, not a single person in the presser yesterday with Biden or Psaki or whoever, not a single reporter asked about the border. It's like all but forgotten. No one's talking about it.
Yeah. Nobody cares. Yeah. No, it's because there again, it's the press. The press is just, we are overwhelmed with liberal press, right? So they don't focus on it. So they focus on other things. They're going to like pick and choose what they want us to see. And so it's just like this. It's like a buffet, right? And they're like, well, we're just going to pick out the things that we want the American people to focus on right now. So the narrative is not the border. When the border is like, just like you say, a huge shit show. It is, It is awful right now. It's terrible what's happening at the border. But let's not focus on it. Let's not let them see that. Look away. Look away.
And it's just getting worse. It's not getting better at all. It's just getting worse and worse.
Yeah, it's getting worse and worse. Yeah. But they're really concerned about COVID, you guys.
God.
Bite me.
We should mention quickly that Prince Harry is releasing what he calls a wholly truthful memoir about his life. And he is saying, there was like a really dumb quote about it. Oh yeah, this is my favorite thing that he said. I'm writing this not as the prince I was born, but as the man I have become.
Didn't he get like 20 million for this? He got like 20 million.
I mean, Penguin Random House says that it's going to charity. So,
Okay. It's going to charity. Yeah, quite.
That's what they say.
Right. And
what
you know
an
what?
Insufferable jerk
he
that
is.
Guy is.
He is such a, this guy is such a jackhat. It's just because remember when he was like, I just want to be out of the limelight. I just want to be, I want to live in privacy. I want to live a life of privacy that's my own. Really? Because I feel like you just want to be on display all the time, Harry.
And now you're putting your entire life on display, literally from the first memory that you have through today.
Right.
I mean,
what do you want to bet that his wife's hand is up his ass and it's like, like she is like a puppet. Yeah. And it's like, and he's just like, oh my, he's like, Harry, I just cannot with these people.
Oh my God. Right.
Okay, did we cover everything? I think we covered everything. Oh, one last thing.
Oh, Bezos in space.
Bezos is going to space.
Yes.
Yeah. And Mock had a great song. What do you get? You're going to sing the
pitch? Well, it wasn't really a song. I just said, Bezos in space.
So you guys have to sing that all day in your head. We just wanted to leave
that's
you
happening
with that.
Today. I don't know what time they take off, but I know it's happening today.
Does anybody really care? Does anybody really care about when he takes off? Do you care?
I'll be mildly interested if they show it on the screens in the studio. Like I'll
I think he should
like
deliver.
Look.
He should deliver a package there.
Well, he's not even landing. You know, he's just going up, and then he's coming.
Can he
right
just
back
like
now.
Throw it out the window or something? Just, like drop it somewhere, like on a planet somewhere. Just drop it. Throw it to some alien somewhere.
Awesome.
Yeah, just drop a package somewhere. I think you should do that. Anyways, he's going to space today.
He's going to space.
Because this is what rich people do.
There's a teenager going.
Are you another, like a rich teenager? Somebody
yeah, like
rich
some rich teenager
teenage.
Who's taking the place of somebody else. And I don't remember the story around it, but there's a story around it.
Would you let your teenager go? I would never
Absolutely
let my
not.
There's no way on God's green earth I'd ever let my teenager go. This is what rich people do, man. They're just like, well, I mean, whatever. We can buy another teenager. It doesn't matter. We'll just let our teenager go, whatever.
But that does raise a good question because somebody asked I think it was Nigel maybe asked me this last week. The question is, if you were offered a chance to go to space, like on this trip or on Richard Branson's flight or whatever, and you were guaranteed your safety, would you go?
Guaranteed my safety? How long
guaranteed
would it take?
Guaranteed your safety.
How long would it take?
10 minutes. Like you're up there for 10 minutes and you come back down.
If I was
just to do like what Richard Branson did. You know what I mean? Like to go see the globe, get your gravity feeling, your float, your weightlessness.
If I was guaranteed my safety, I would absolutely go.
Really? See, I still wouldn't go.
Really? You wouldn't?
Yeah, I have 0%
interest. That's so bizarre. I mean, you've been to Australia on a plane.
I know.
Like you travel 25 hours.
I was friendly, health minister.
To your neighbors. Like you actually did that. Like you got on a plane for 25 hours and like traveled to Australia and you wouldn't get to go to space if you were guaranteed your safety. Really? I'm surprised by that.
I don't think I would.
Wow.
I mean, well, maybe like just going up and back would be okay, but I definitely wouldn't go to like stay for any period of time.
Okay, but that's the thing. You said we would just go for like 10 minutes and I was just going to go. I don't want to stay for any period of time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I
like,
want to leave.
There's people that are like, I want to go to the space station and hang out for 6 months. Hell no.
I don't want to do that. No. I don't want to do that. Mm-mm. No, I have no desire to do that. I don't want to leave my family. But yeah, I'd totally do it if I was guaranteed. If I could go see some stuff, I'd be like, that's cool. Look at the earth. That's cool, man. That's cool. I'm going to take some pictures. That's neat. Yeah, that's cool. I would totally do that. Yeah. But, you know, that's, yeah. Chrissy's like, yeah, space.
Space.
Yeah. And then, of course, somebody saying they'd want to have sex in space. This is, of course.
Talk about the Mile High Club. Am I right?
You know what I'm saying right there. That's right. That's right.
Anyway, so.
Okay, all right. So on that note, you guys, bring it in.
Bring it in, everybody. Bring it in.
All right, you guys, have a great Tuesday.
More Americans died from drug overdoses last year than any year on record. Yet there seems to be no real plan to address it. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, former DEA official Derek Maltz joins me to discuss what can be done to fight back. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.